Coach, start with your takeaways from this one.
Three big points. There's going to be a lot of cool reflections and things to learn from, but the group stuck together and found a way to win at the end of the day. And really proud of how they controlled the environment, composed themselves, and found a way to have fun and get it done in the third.
To go with that, just offer points. It's not how many, it's how you did it. So great way to pull it out here as a team and just stay united as one throughout the game.
I was going to say, first career goal as a Terrier, just how'd it feel?
Amazing. I blacked out.
What did you see on the play?
I just was going for the net, and Lazzy just made a beautiful pass over and just stuck up my stick out there and tipped off and went in.
We obviously haven't talked to you yet this season, so if you're kind of able to just kind of talk a little about how you felt it's going in your first season at BU.
I think it's going awesome, honestly. I'm so happy I made the move here and made the jump from Neuha to Hockey East. It's definitely been an exciting journey, and the team has been nothing short of welcoming.
So for either of you, obviously maybe a slower start offensively, and then after Sid's goal, the third really picked up there. Just what do you think was the difference in the latter parts of the third?
And sometimes you just have to realize, like, what do we have today? You know, what are we going to be capable of bringing? Obviously, it's not about making excuses. We've had a long stretch here, a lot of big games, a little bit of a shorter bench for the last three. You know, and it's funny, you get excited, right? We've been playing well. We've been throwing a lot at them, and they've been executing the new concepts. And sometimes you just got to say, like, all right, just keep it simple. Let's control what we can control and not overcomplicate it too much and take a step back and have some fun. And so really that was it. And once they started having fun, scoring goals and playing a little bit lighter, it started to roll from there.
Coach, we talked about earlier this week how every game's an opportunity for growth and learning. So what was the big lesson here in tonight's game?
Yeah, still stuff to figure out, but I think the biggest thing always is it's not linear. You know, I think you get excited to keep stacking and upgrading and building, and sometimes it's you got to take a step back and realize, okay, what actually was the value in every, you know, step that we took, and you don't have to force it because you think you should be there.
Thoughts on Mari's performance tonight?
Yeah, she gave us a chance to win. Got another win under her belt, right? When you think about the important things, the 3 points she helped us get, and, you know, we're not in that game in the third unless she was making the save she was.
Nave, can you kind of talk a little about Mari as well, just kind of the confidence she brings you guys as a defensive forward, just knowing that she's a wall back there?
Yeah, she brings us all confidence, forwards and defense. You know, we know if a mistake happens, she's going to recover for us, and it's definitely been awesome having her back in that.
Coach, can you just maybe talk a little about what necessarily wasn't working out offensively in the first two periods and then in the third period? I guess just what changed or what started working?
Yeah, it's funny because you always have to look at both sides of the puck, right? Like we were saying, sometimes you play the best game and you don't come out with a win, and sometimes like you can be opportunistic and you take advantage of those right moments that you get them. But in terms of us generating our own game plan and our own momentum, I just felt like we were a little bit disconnected. We're trying to teach them how to make reads on their own. It's not one game, like one approach over the other. How do you make pressure reads and be connected and build momentum together? And I just felt like we were a little bit disconnected to start, and then we just fought momentum from there. We couldn't really, get our hands around it since then, and then third period we kept it simple.
Coach talking about playing lighter and having more fun on the ice, was there a moment when you felt like that kind of clicked for you guys maybe?
I would say the third period, you know, we came in between the second and third and kind of kept the intermission light and focused on what we can build on and tried to keep the, like, attitude positive going into it. So I would definitely say that switched us there.
You guys, I mean, for either of you, but you guys had so many block shots tonight. You had 23 and maybe you had two yourself. So what exactly is the team doing? Because those were all throughout forwards and defense women here. What exactly are you guys doing as a team to get everybody on the same page of really just putting your bodies on the line and getting in front of that puck?
I would say, you know, like, this is bigger than yourself. And at the end of the day, if you need to put your body on the line, you got to put your body on the line. And you got to do whatever it takes to win. And we definitely have built up a winning culture here this year.
Coach, Neely scored yesterday, obviously. Just today, it seems like she's kind of playing with elevated level of confidence. Can you just maybe talk a little about her and what you've been seeing recently?
Yeah, good note. Yeah, I've noticed it as well. She's really been heating up here the last few games and stepping into a role we've needed her to. But I mean, whether you see her on the fourth row, third row, second row, That's what Neely does. And then, you know, selfishly, like, she's so amazing for our team and our lineup because she buys in, she keeps her shift short, and she can complement anyone that she plays with, play the right, play the left, take face-offs. So she's that kind of utility player for us. And, you know, I think just finding her rhythm, and so it's fun that you can play with any line, but not always easy either, right? So I think that she's anticipating well, playing with confidence, and just continues to keep the game simple and let it come to her.
Throughout this entire season, but especially recently, coming back from adversity seems like a theme for you guys after the Bean Pot, now after the loss last night. Just what do you think it is about this group that can respond well after a loss?
I think we just we reset each week and we practice how we play. So each day we come to work, and sometimes more than others, but we're able to regroup together and just, I don't know, we all are a very close team, and we do it for each other. We don't just do it for ourselves.
Coach, I believe it was in the first period, Lola had a great back check on, I think it was a 3-on-1 for Providence. Can you just kind of talk a little about maybe when, you know, the bounces aren't going certain players' way, just to see them still putting that effort defensively a little bit?
Yeah, so cool to see. We saw another gear, right? We can't unsee it now. But no, it's really exciting. And to be honest, that was a really notable play, but she's been building the last few, I really think. Like, she's just leaning into the things that she can do to help, and we all know that she'll be able to bury them when it comes, but sometimes it's just how the game goes, right? But we've really noticed her impact off the puck as well.
And just sort of going off of what Mitch was talking about, but you guys coming into this game were 0-6 when trailing after two periods of play, so what was different about tonight?
Excited to find out, I think, but and sometimes it takes time to really figure out where we were, what was us, what was context, and how do we respond to the context, I think, right? We all come in with an exciting game plan and how it's going to go perfect, but it never does. And I think we're just learning, you know, we talk about it all year, Friday to Saturday, week to week. We're trying to learn every time, and, you know, I like to think we've learned a little bit so that we didn't go down the same road as the staff just said.
A lot cleaner game today. Can you just maybe talk about what you saw with, you know, the contact, but also, you know, staying disciplined as well?
A lot of variables there as well, I think. Our crew today was good, let them play, but I think the game was pretty up and down. I don't think there was as much, like, physicality on the wall. But when we're skating well and we're getting in lanes and you're earning lanes around pucks, it's not about the actual contact element or, like, the, you know, the hit component of it. It's like, it takes skating. And when you're skating well and moving and anticipating, you can earn those lanes without having that shoulder-to-shoulder.